Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, River Talk 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM, a River Network production.
An incredible show for you today, I must tell you. But I also have to apologize for our cut-rate cable company. They crapped out on us again, no fault of our own, of course. And so my Facebook live stream ended in about... It lasts about 45 to 50 minutes. It crapped out about, 7:50, I'm guessing, somewhere in there. My apologies to our vast listening audience and viewership of the Facebook live stream, literally in the thousands. And that's what happened. That's why there's no Facebook live stream after 7:50 this morning. So that's, that's what happened. The cut-rate cable company strikes again. All right, but the good news is you can download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5. You get Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. And then Thursdays and Fridays, Dimitri encore and dangerously local, 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Eastern Time. On the River Talk Radio Network as well, 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. It's the audio path of totality. Thank you. All right, fine. So there's that. Again, apologies for the Facebook live stream. Cable company crapped out on us. All right, next. We've got Dimitri Graffiti coming up in a little bit, and that is a great opportunity for you to say or do pretty much anything you want. Let me get the rules of engagement out here to give you a heads up on this. Rules of engagement for Dimitri Graffiti: do not have your radio on when you call. Do not wait for a show producer to ask you your name, where you're calling from, or what you want to talk about. Do not slander. Do not libel. Do not curse. Do not target station clients. Do not violate any federal, state, or local law. And do not, under any circumstances, try to interact with the host. Dimitri Graffiti studio phone line, 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. And Dimitri Graffiti is ADA compliant. That's Americans with Disabilities Act, which means that no matter what kind of affliction you have, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, whatever, you can still call in and obey the rules of engagement. Do not try to interact with the host and then say or do whatever you want, and just don't get us in trouble. That's pretty much the marching orders there with the rules of engagement. Next, wailing. It just never ends. It just never ends when it comes to the corporate welfare, the stupidity of the wheeling politicians and the fat cats who buy and sell them and are all good buddies, and they all hang out and they all drink together and they all carouse together and do whatever and then use your tax dollars for their vanity projects. Here's the latest. This guy, this Barry, not for immediate release, Allen, is at it again. The WTOV story says this. Wheeling City Council advances $60 million downtown development with approval of architect firm. It says here, it's been 19 months. It was announced that a $60 million multi-use development would be built in downtown Wheeling. Yes, can you imagine? $60 million multi-use development in downtown Wheeling. Gee, what could go wrong with that? Well, here's some more. And at Tuesday's Wheeling City Council meeting, an original proposition was read that could help kick off the project. Now, whenever you have developers going to politicians for favors, that means all the money that the politicians are going to be using to give favors to the insiders, all that money comes from you. We're talking about your money here. So they're going to city council now, this Barry, not for immediate release, Allen. The plan is to put in, this is Channel 9 again, the plan to put in a transformational multi-million dollar building are progressing as council approved the motion to hire an architect and engineering firm for the project, M&G Architect and Engineers. The firm will plan the demolition of facilities in the 1400 block of Main Street so the development project can start. Says Wheeling City Council advances $60 million downtown development. Your tax dollars are going to be used for this. Not the developers, your tax dollars. According to Mayor Denny Magruder, who's a very nice guy, I'd be proud to have him as my next door neighbor. I really would. He's a good, decent man. He's a great guy. But as mayor, it's just more of the same. more of the same. Here's what he says. It will be the National Equipment Building, and they are going to be relocating to Elm Terrace very soon, and then the Wheeling Coffee and Spice Building, which has been vacant for a couple of years. Magruder said they'll be getting the specs out to start the demolition process, with possibility of the buildings coming down by spring. The development spearheaded by Wheeling entrepreneurs and former operators of the Ziegenfelder Corporation, Barry and Lisa Allen, will be a 222-room hotel that features residential living, will include a rooftop bar, coffee shop, and would help create 60 jobs. I thought we had a coffee shop there, Wheeling Coffee and Spice, closed for 2 years. Magruder says it's a downtown hotel with a restaurant and bar on top. I wonder what a downtown hotel would be like in Wheeling. Golly, if we only had one. Oh, that's right, we do. How's that working out? Okay, he says there's some event space and condominiums in that. It's adjacent to the waterfront in West Banco Arena, so we just think it's a spectacular fit. We obviously have a need for a downtown hotel again, and we're just excited about the project, and it keeps moving along. Really, we have a need for a downtown hotel? Says who? Is the McClure always overbooked? I don't think so. I don't think so at all. Thank you. According to Denny Magruder, funding for the project, this means you, by the way, comes from a complex capital stack to move the project forward. That's code for we're going to be taking money from you every which way that we can, because we don't have any investors who think this is such a good idea, because if they thought this was such a good idea, such a good investment, they'd be putting in their own money instead of taking money out of your pocket. That's what a capital complex capital stack actually means. It includes funding coming from the city's tax increment financing, which means they take tax dollars that should be going to the taxpayers and instead giving it to the fat cat people like this Barry not for immediate release, Alan. State assistance, that means taxpayer money from, well, that would be you again. Grants could be coming from you, depending if they're government grants. And personal funds from the Allens, but they never say how much money the Allens are going to be putting up. Have you noticed that with all of these different stories? Oh, yeah, we'll have personal funds, yeah. Not a word about other investors. Don't you find that odd? Well, again, here's what it says. The complex capital stack includes funds from the city's tax increment financing, state assistance, grants, and personal funds from the Allens. What's missing? No investors. Wonder why. And just when you thought this project couldn't be any sketchier than it already is, the Channel 9 story reads as follows. There is no timetable for an opening date, but city officials believe it's a step in the right direction toward economic growth. Let me read that to you again in case you missed it. There's no timetable for an opening date. Does this sound like a viable project to you? No mention of any private investors. They don't even know when it's going to open. And Magruder is quoted as saying, hopefully, here in a short time, we'll not only be demolishing the buildings, but maybe breaking ground. Let me read that to you again. In fact, just the first word. Hopefully. Hope is not a business plan. All of this is taxpayer money, except whatever money might be coming from the Allens, from their personal funds. Never says how much. No investors. There's no timetable for an opening date. The mayor's saying, well, hopefully it'll happen soon. This is just more corporate welfare. Fat cats going to their buddies in city council saying, hey, give us taxpayer money for a vanity project. The useless local media, which is just simply slobbering over this, like, oh, look at the pretty pictures. Oh, look, this is fantastic. This is wonderful. Not one critical question from any so-called journalist, any so-called reporter here in the local media, except me. The slobbering local media just presents this as just another, wow, wonderful thing to make Wheeling that much. It's the best kept secret, downtown Wheeling. Oh, it's the best kept secret. If people only knew what it was like. Believe me, we know what it's like. That's why all these new parking garages are empty. Where have we heard this before? Where have we heard this before? Oh, wasn't there a Wheeling Pit Lofts project with a Doc Johnson and a Coon restoration? And that the city council tore down Miller Furniture and the Chase Bank Building and Churchill's Cigar Place and built this another parking garage. And the rationale with all these different projects, useless projects, they will build it and they will come. No, they won't. That's why we have words like boondoggle. So we've got this brand new parking garage that's empty for this Wheeling Pit Lofts, which is not even connected to the Wheeling Pit Lofts project. Doc Johnson is, I guess, no longer involved in this. That's the same Doc Johnson who's no longer involved with the East Ohio Regional Hospital. And then there's Coon Restoration. And I thought to myself, wonder what's happening with that project. Maybe, hopefully, it'll be starting up in a short time. Even though there's no timetable for an opening date for that as well. So here's what I did. In fact, I got my iPhone now. And again, if you're trying to find me on the internet today on Facebook, I'm sorry, our cut-rate cable company crapped out again. So no cable service, and so it automatically ended the Facebook live stream about 50 minutes into the show. It's so frustrating to me, I can't even find the words. But anyway, so I go to Coon Restoration. I'm looking at it right now on my iPhone. We build projects that last, all right? Our projects, Sheridan County Courthouse, Paul Brown Stadium, Maslin, Ohio, University Circle United Methodist Church, St. Mary's Parish in Maslin, Historic Mercantile Bank, or Block, in Hamilton, Historic Hercules Engine Factory, Belmont County Courthouse, Terminal Tower in Cleveland, the chapel at Western Reserve Academy, Progressive Field in Cleveland, Pro Football Hall of Fame, Canton, Pepperidge Farm, Willard, Ohio, First Energy Stadium, Cleveland, American Greetings Headquarters, Westlake, AT&T Tower in Cleveland, Cleveland Convention Center, let's see here, FCI Hazleton Federal Correction Center, Ohio State University Hale Hall, PNC Center in Cleveland, Perry's Victory and International Peace, whatever, Artcraft Building in Cleveland, Sandusky Library, Starling Yard in Columbus, Muskegon Bridge in Zanesville, Sears Building in Canton, HKK Cleveland, Ohio. That's odd. Coon Restoration that has here our projects doesn't seem to have the Wheeling Pit Lofts. Gee, I wonder why. Hopefully, in a short time, they're going to start doing something. Hopefully. It just never ends. It just absolutely never ends. If this project made any sort of economic sense, you would have savvy, rich people investing in it. You'd have pension funds investing in it. But you don't. Once again, you have these poor people in Wheeling, poor people in Ohio County, who one way or another are going to be financing this vanity project for this Barry, not for immediate release, Allen. And the slobbering local media, I guarantee you, the slobbering local media won't do one negative story about any of this stuff asking tough questions. All you have to do is ask tough questions and, oh, you're very negative. No, you're asking tough questions. How do you not have any investors? How do you not have a starting date? How is your whole plan? Well, hopefully.
You already have an empty brand new parking garage for the Wheeling Lofts, and you have no idea when even that's going to happen. Kuhn Restoration doesn't even have it as a project on its webpage. And now we're going to have this? We need a hotel in downtown Wheeling. We've got one. How did that work out? My God in heaven. It's just more corporate welfare. Rich fat cats going to their buddies on city council going, hey, give us taxpayer money. We've got this really neat thing. And the media, oh, the slobbering media is going to be all over this thing. It's wonderful. It's new. It's fantastic. It's great. Build it and they will come.
How many of these projects do we have to go through? How much more money must be stolen from the taxpayers for these vanity projects for the fat cats?